Okay, well, we're coming back here, Take My Breath Away, which, of course, was in Top Gun. I like that song by Berlin. I like that song. Hopefully, we're taking some people's breath away that are listening. This is shocking. It gets better. Because when you can see, when you actually can see the documents, and you, I keep filing all these questions away. There's something else going on here, but I don't have enough information to come to some sort of a conclusion that I could say could prove. The question becomes, why didn't they record it? Now, she quotes in this thing, Alaska Statute 25.45.450. Unredeemed property in the area of the borough outside all cities is deeded to the borough by the clerk of the court. Unredeemed property is deeded to the city subject to the payment of the city of unpaid borough taxes and costs of foreclosure levied against the property before foreclosure. The deed shall be recorded in the recording district in which the property is located. Conveyance gives the municipality clear title except for prior recorded tax liens of the United States and the state. Okay? Seems like they're supposed to be recording this thing, you think? If unredeemed property lies in the city, and if the city has no immediate public use for the property, the borough does have an immediate public use, then they can get around and pass it over to the bureau. That's fine, yada, yada, yada. A deed is not invalid for irregularities, omission, or defects in the proceedings under this chapter unless the former owner has been misled so as to be injured. Well, I'd say the current owner has been injured. 2 years after the date of the deed, its validity is conclusively presumed and a claim of the former owner or other person having an interest in the property is forever barred. Now, just to hold on one whole second here. I know I'm just an old farm boy from Kansas. Fell off the potato truck. 2 years after the date of the deed, its validity is conclusively presumed. Now, wait a minute. We just said up above here they have a clear title. Duh. Back in a minute.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Okay, so now we have some major, major problems here. The great city of Dillingham, corrupt little center out there on western Alaska, does a quitclaim deed. All interest, if any. Because, you know, you don't have to be a genius to figure out there's something rotten in Denmark, something rotten in the city of Dillingham. Now, if they were going to do and record a perfect, have a the clerk's deed, which says all right, title, and interest, and that's another thing because the judge's judgment does not get into that, and the clerk all of a sudden can go to the assumption all right, title, and interest in a clerk's deed, how does she get empowered to take the judge's, Judge Teresi, what he said? He doesn't go there. It's very interesting how they walk around it. So he has plausible deniability. She sticks her neck out and says it. So what's the game? You will find in the recording district of Bristol Bay, Dave Gladden's private land claim. You will find in the recording district the judgment of Judge Teresi. You will find recorded a Liz Pendant, which is the quiet title, which gives notice to anybody that's getting title to this, that they're smoking weed, or there ought to be, because there's a cloud on the title. Supreme Court has held, I don't have the case, you can't go selling property that has a cloud on a title. Dave Gary Gladden has a perfect legal title. Well, then, we got a city that has no law that says we're going to take it under force of arms, and as soon as they take it, they get around and put up that it's been abandoned. Hello? Hello? Does that not raise a problem here? How do they do that? Why would they have to put abandonment? There's a case here, this is a Supreme Court out of Pennsylvania, 1943, 33A2D22. 33A is an apple, period, 2D22. The company had perfect title, i.e. possession and the right of possession and the right of property therein. And it was for the common source of the party's title. Such title is in no danger from the doctrine of abandonment, for the doctrine of abandonment does not apply to a perfect title, but only to an imperfect title. Really? So Dave Gladden had an imperfect title? Blackstone's Commentaries, Volume 2, page 199. We adopted the English common law, except Louisiana. What is a perfect legal title? Possession? The right of possession, which is also known as a bare legal title, and the right of property, which is equitable owner, legal owner, when those all are combined into one party, one man, one woman, mankind, you have what's known as a perfect legal title. So how can you abandon if you have a perfect legal title? Oh, we got some troopers come over. A trooper, and two Dillingham policemen. Went in through a locked door and forcibly removed Dave Gladden, and then they put up a sign, he's abandoned it. Now, if they had a perfect, if they had a clear title, why would they do that? You think we're being hoodwinked here? You think? What is clear title? Let me pull up a couple cases here. Clear title. There are quite a few cases on all kinds of them, actually. This one happens to be 237 Southwest 2D 109. This is out of Supreme Court of Missouri, 1951. A clear title means title to property free from any encumbrance, burden, or limitation, uniting all elements constituting ownership, including right of possession, right of property, or fee simple title. Is that pretty clear? Now, the city of Dillingham says that he abandoned it. They claim they have clear title. And they have clear nothing. And I mean nothing. They had nothing. It's all smoke. But there's more to the story. Why do they not record the property? Meredith Montgomery said, yeah, we got to record it here. It's supposed to be in evidence, entered into evidence. I haven't seen it yet. I don't know. Maybe Gary or David's got a copy of it, what they entered into evidence. I haven't seen it yet. So I don't know where it was recorded because sure not people in over there in Palmer couldn't find it. I couldn't find it on the Internet. Why did they do that? Oh, there's a real reason for it. There is a reason. So I also checked into the federal tax liens when the United States District Court does the little illusion that they can reduce the judgment. And they go in and they say, oh, by the way, y'all don't own that property no more there. We rule against you. They do reduce the judgments. They get in there and they play with you for a while, and then eventually they all end up in summary judgment. And if you really know what's going on, the judge said, no. I'm just going to rely upon what the Department of Justice says. Yep. Seen it more than once. So why don't they record that they have a perfect legal title? Their title. They're claiming it. Hey. Well, guess what? It says in Article 9, Section 5 of the Constitution of the State of Alaska. Not the Constitution of Alaska. It says it in the municipalities, borough, Anchorage. You can go online, find that too. It's under the Anchorage and Municipal Corporation, Article 14. You can find it in taxation in the Matsu Borough. Here's what it says. Private leaseholds, that's a contract, like if I had a contract to use some land for 20 years or something. So private leaseholds, contracts, or interest in land or property. And here's the operative words, owned or held. Owned or held, like trust or whatever, by who? The United States, the state, and its political subdivisions shall be taxable to the extent of the interest. So if I got a contract, any interest in land, or and it's all property that's conclusive, property owned or held by, and the entities are United States, the state, or its political subdivision. So I don't got nothing, folks. I'm sitting out there. All I am is a glorified sitting on somebody else's land. And I am going to tax according to my interest in their land. So why don't they record that they own the land? Because they don't gotta. They have taken over our recording districts to get us suckered in to put in our interests in their land. They don't have to record it. It's their stuff. We just don't get it. Deeds of trust give you nothing. The legal owner is vested in MERS, the Mortgage Electronic Registration System, folks. They're the legal owner. It's right in the deed of trust. They have the right of possession. How in the heck does a those folks end up having the right of possession. Read it. Look at your deed of trust. Look at the end and down there at the bottom and see if on the deed of reconveyance or whatever they do at the end, do you ever get anything? Nope. It's called title by registration. Whatever you put into the public record is what you're claiming. You're claiming, I want to create a commercial document in the deeds of trust because there's nobody else signed it, just you. You just signed your name, created a commercial document to put up for the bank so they can go out and do these mortgage-backed securities and all this other nonsense that's going on. That's why they don't record the clerk's deed. They leave it sitting behind in the court. The judge has washed his hands of it because he doesn't really say that all right, title, and interest, I order the clerk to do this. No, we put it off to a mere flunky, called an employee, or a clerk, an employee. How can that person, that party, be empowered to do right, title, and interest? And then, Meredith Montgomery, now unemployed, says, oh, it's recorded. Nope. I checked on a federal case. Nope, not recorded. All they're doing is transferring over. They want you to record in your private interest in their land, and then they do the illusion that they have all right, title, and interest. They leave it, don't record it, it's sitting in the clerk's office, and they find another sucker. We're all suckers. I don't spit. We're just squatters on somebody else's land. Non-judicial officers. They don't need to go through the courts to get you off the land. They don't do it. Isn't it amazing? And, of course, they have the right of redemption, which is a two-year window. Well, they don't want to talk about homestead rights. We don't talk about land. Why is that? They like to talk about property, but if you have all right, title, and interest, and they've coerced us into or getting us to believe that we need to record it. And I talked to the head recorder, and she says, actually, you don't have to record anything. Well, the game that they play with it, though, is the last person that has recorded his, quote, private interest is the guy they're going to come after to tax. That's where it's a tax roll issue. That's all we're doing. We're signing up. I have interest. I am a squatter sitting on somebody else's land, which it says in the Anchorage Charter. Article 14, read it. It mimics what this says. They tax our private interest in their land. Matsubara, we get to use their land, their property. They use the word property. We get to use their property. Isn't this just lovely? Back in a minute.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit freetoprosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time, money, education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Okay, back for a break here. We're talking about Dave Gladden and the corrupt little criminal mafia outfit over there in the city of Dillingham in western Alaska, over there on the coast. They're all over Alaska. Not special, but they got a... These little small towns, they really get a hoo-ha. They get to be in the good buddy system. What does Black Sforth say about a quitclaim deed? Q-U-I-T, quitclaim, all one word. A deed of conveyance operating by way of release that is intended to pass any title, interest, or claim. Any title. Doesn't say all of it. Any title, interest, or claim which the grantor may have in the premises, but not professing that such title is valid, nor containing any warranty or covenants for title. Duh. Cook versus State, that's 107 tax, TEX 119, 3ALR 940. It's also 174 Southwest, SW 1094 for people in Texas. That's just one of many cases. Quit claim deed, you could do a quit claim on anybody's property, any interest, if any, that you have, which means nothing. Isn't that amazing? I cannot believe that they did what they did over there. I haven't seen one of these things all the way through to actually, understand. We have no rights to property. Alaska is what's called an ownership state. The state owns all the stuff underneath the ground. We got surface rights. As long as you don't PO anybody off. That's it. You're not supposed to be able to own the stuff underneath us. We're not supposed to be able to understand this. Well, if you go into 44 ALR, that's American Law Reports, 1266. It was originally published in 1926, which has been updated. There are so many cases on all the different states. It's just unbelievable. There are page after page after page of them. How many pages is there here? There's all the states here. Golly, it goes down. There's 12 pages of just court cases. It is elementary learning that a quitclaim deed operates as a release only if such interest as the maker has or may be specifically named. A quitclaim deed purports to convey and is understood to convey nothing more than the interest or estate of which the grantor is seized or possessed of at the time. It does not operate to pass or bind any interest not then in existence. The person that takes possession must take precaution to secure himself by the proper covenants of title. That's a Supreme Court case. Van Ressley versus Kearney, K-E-R-N-E-Y, 1850. and it is Levin Howard 297. I don't know the U.S. number for it. It's 132 limited edition 703. That's the Supreme Court. So if you buy this, you better get wised up because you ain't got nothing. And I mean nothing. The grantee under a quitclaim deed can acquire no better interest than the grantor had. That's an 1869 case. That one there is, doesn't say it's 50 Illinois, so it's out of Illinois, 50 ILL 202. There's all kinds of cases like this. Isn't it amazing? Whoever takes a quitclaim deed is notified at the very limitations in the conveyance that the grantor does not undertake to convey a full legal or a full title to the premises. That's a California case, several of them. Allison versus Thompson. Thomas. 72 CAL 562. On and on it goes. So they conveyed a quitclaim of all their interest. And it says, all interest, if any. You do not have to be an attorney. You don't have to be a genius to figure this out. And then, to add more evidence, why would they say it had been abandoned? They put a sign out. Public notice, it's been abandoned. Derry Gladden, David Gladden, abandoned the property. Oh, yeah, he had some troopers there to help him abandon the property. Why would they do that? If he has a perfect legal title, you can't abandon it. But we don't do law no more, sort of, because we got a bunch of us out here, and they haven't taught us any of this stuff, so we have to learn and try to understand how to deal with these criminals. It's absolutely astounding. Now, in all of these cases, a quitclaim can possibly rise. We don't want to put the other side out. To having some validity. In determining what will pass under a quitclaim deed, the wording of the instrument and the intention of the parties will govern the decision of the courts. Moody versus Butler, 1885, 63 TEX 211. Another Texas case. Isn't that amazing? Well, all interest, if any. That's real definitive. Boy, I can stake my life on that one. Somewhere over $400,000 changed hands on that piece of property on all interest, if any. Astounding. Back in a minute.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now, 1-800-410-0739, 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Okay, we're back here, and I also want to welcome anybody that might be listening on the Republic Broadcasting to this on an AM station, KHFX, 1040 AM in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. If you're listening, we welcome you to listening to Republic Broadcasting, and I'm Ralph Kermit Winterow II. I'm the truth seeker out of the far north, way up north. And a beautiful day up here. And John and I are in agreement with issues of not only telling the problems, which anybody can do those, how about offering solutions? Well, we have filed in, I say we because I do legal research, and Dave has filed a quiet title action, and we have just begun. As they say, I'm on the hunt, or you can put it another way, game on. I want the city of Dillingham down in the dirt. I want people in jail if it's possible. At some point, we've got to draw the line and fight. And I mean fight. Fight for the truth. The city of Dillingham says they have a clear title. They do not have a clear title. They say they registered the clerk's deed. They did not register the clerk's deed. They say they have all right title and interest. They do not have it. They didn't put it into the public record. They didn't do it. They don't have a clear title. Why would you have clear title and take somebody off their property and put up a sign and say they'd abandon the property? You think there's a problem there, huh? Do they think we're that stupid? Probably do. I don't know about you or the people that's listening. I never received any type of educational on any of this stuff when I was going to school. None, zero, zip, nada. You think it might be important to understand what it is to own land, to own, quote, property? How can we be free? How can we have a constitutional republic if we don't own anything and actually have a perfect legal title? It's all our stuff. I don't have a problem to paying a lawful tax to a lawful government. There is a foreclosure sitting against my 4 acres that I have. Maybe a clerk's deed. I don't know. They want what I got. I don't have a company that I had, Winter Telecom, that was grossing $2 million and growing. I lost it all. I started fighting this battle. Fine. Go for it. Give it your best shot. I'm going to fight him tooth and nail. I have done my 4 weeks of public notifications. I also have done the same thing on the, quote, two private conveyances I have. They're both old. I kind of like them, you know, even though I just started one yesterday and the clutch for the starter went out. That's fine. It's mine, supposedly. But it's not. Manufacturer statement of origin transfers the property, which we never see. They give that off to the, quote, state of Alaska or whatever state. It's property. They give us back in Alaska a thing called a certificate of title. Register is, to put it, a created a certificated security. That's what the word register means. It's their code, their stuff. I believe them. Certificate of title says I'm a legal owner subject to other security interests. Whoa, wait a minute here. Legal owner, I just got the right of possession based on your, if I do all the driver's license, that's a privilege. If I have insurance, that's another one of your privileges. If I pay you taxes and all that stuff to your property. What I want to know on the land issue is, how did you all get control of that? How did it end up being your land to begin with, if it's supposedly a land patent? What else are we going to get it from? How did you think you end up with the land? How did you pull that off? I want to know. Now, Meredith Montgomery is going to have some stuff coming in on her. She needs to be sanctioned. We need to be bar complaints. She is a flat-out professional prevaricator, known as an attorney. There are a few good ones. Not many, but there's a few. Judge Wolf hadn't even read the quiet title action. He admitted it. Hadn't read it, and he's adjudicating on it. On $800-some thousand worth of property, doesn't want to talk about there's no law. Oh, that's an irrelevant issue. There's a clerk's deed here from a kangaroo court, from a kangaroo judge. Teresi. They always want to forget the law, just like the IRS does. Just like wages. Got to get finish your research for somebody that wants to go after an employer. And it's even worse than that. Your employer, by saying you have wages, is confirming he's ignorant of the law. Okay, let's educate him. Give him a shot. Wages is strictly under 26 U.S.C. 3101 through 3106. Those definitions are for six code sections. This is the game that all of the, quote, governments, the coup d'etat governments, use. They put a specific definition for a word to make it a term used only in that context. The wages has a meaning strictly confined within 26 U.S.C. 3101 through 3106. 3401, I'm sorry, 3401 through 3406. In that, they do a little game. We have all these compartmental little corrals, if you will, where within this little corral we have a term. And it means within this corral it has a specific meaning. How do they use it with the IRS? Well, now that we've got the Senate and the House reports, 6331 lists out all the employees, which is never on the back of the notice of federal tax lien. That's all the government folks and the political folks. But the tie-in on the Senate and House report says, oh, by the way, this is works directly with and in accord with 3401 little d, where it says employer means person. So we take employees from another section, we go through the gate in the corral, we enter it, and we said these are the employees for the employer means person. So employee and person have the same meaning in that corral of those six code sections. So then we go say, this person has a duty to withhold and all that. So they use the word person within those six code sections in this little corral. But oh, everybody, we run off and go to 7701 or other places, person means this. No. They just did a lawyer trick to us. And within those four, that little corral, wages is strictly for the employees, which is that person, which means employer, which means the employees listed in 3063-31A. That's how they pull the trick off. And the withholding within there, the regulations, which is within, though, that little corral, is strictly, there's got to be regulations for it for withholding. Strictly for those employees of that employer, which means it's the person. Isn't it amazing? They take the employees, list them separately, move it into the corral, say it's in compliance, but we don't put it out where you and I can find it. You have to, and by the way, it's not in Westlaw. It's not on Hines online. You have to go to the law library and get it and make copies. Isn't it amazing how all these folks just, and this is a public document, binding, that says so on the 1944 IRS code, but it's not available online? How can that be? Is there a conspiracy here? Absolutely. Why is that not there? Because they don't want us to know how we can connect the dots, if you will, or how we can connect these little corrals or little compartments and have conclusive evidence that the court must take judicial notice of. Wages is strictly for government folks and political types. That's it. And then what's more astounding, I can go to the law library, and in just a little short period of time, I also put this out in my IRS package, which is for $250 donation. I have a special list for $122 where I put out documents and stuff. But in the IRS packet, I could give you, you could go in there, there's 13 volumes for Part 1, Individual Income Tax. Go to Part 1, Page 3. They list out the Federal Register of 1954. They leave out the last little section. It's available down there in the microfiche. I have it. It says we're not doing that stinking Administrative Procedures Act. We are not going to have any regulation that has the force and effect of law. But they leave out the last little section. Well, the average person doesn't know to go, and it makes it very difficult. Well, I have access to it at my computer because I have Westlaw. I just type in the number and it pops right up. You would have to go down there and find that particular thing in 1954 in the microfiche and then make a copy of it. And most people don't have the time because they're too busy trying to keep their head afloat above water. Then, to perpetuate the scam, they republished all of the regulations for Part 1, Individual Income Tax, in 1960. In November, they don't mention APA. Almost a month to the date later, in December of 1960, they publish and say, oh, by the way, go back to the 1954. FR 5167. Volume 19, Federal Register, page 5167. And then they put it in their publications that they put out every April in Volume 1, Page 3. Page 3 and 4. But it's not complete. There are no regulations for the Internal Revenue Service that have the force and effect of law. Just that simple. Isn't that amazing? It's a shocking that it could be that conclusive, all with public records. All deceptively done. Gosh, I wish somebody had told me about this a long time ago. They just saved tons, thousands of hours I've probably put chasing my tail around, trying to get to the core issues on these things, understanding what a subsidy reg is or substantive reg that has the force and effect of law, that's Chrysler v. Brown, says you shall use the informal rulemaking. I called in on a show up here. Actually, the guy let me talk, which is amazing. He had a Republican guy on there. They'd like to go after the EPA. I said, it's real easy. They modified the Clean Air Act and took out and say, we're not doing that stinking APA, the part about subsidy reg. They modified it. They can't modify an existing law. They published something that looks like it. They admit it. The EPA has no regulations that have the force and effect of law. None. FEMA has none. Independent establishment created by good old Jimmy Carter. He ought to be having a party down there in the South. He was one of the worst idiots we ever had. Now we got Obama. He's absolutely by far the worst. God, I'm glad he claims he's black. We got enough crooks on the white side. We need a black one. Kind of equal it out so we say we got black and white crooks, criminals. Can you believe this stuff? We are taught that Congress or the legislature passes the law and the governor or the president sign it. Supposedly it's passed by a majority, simple majority, or if the veto, they come back and need more. Nobody understands how regulations work. Agencies sit outside the Constitution. They have to come through a portal to reach back and grab you and me to have what's called the force and effect of law, which is Chrysler v. Brown, 1979 Supreme Court holding. There is a procedure. It's found in 5 U.S.C. 553, little b, little c, and little d. Informal rulemaking. The ones that use the formal are the drug company, drug folks, and they don't use that either. Let's stick to the informal. They got to give us notice in the Federal Register. They got to say we're going to comply with 553, little b. IRS said, they ain't doing that stinking thing. They have to allow us to comment. They got to wait 30 days. They got to take all the comments. They got to come back and address each and every comment. The first one is called a proposed regulation. The second one is their final rule. They have to say we're doing 553 little b. IRS says, we ain't doing that. EPA doesn't even put it in there. As soon as they don't put it in there under the special analysis section, you know there is a, as they say, a needle in the haystack sitting in one of the statutes somewhere. Homeland Security has been exempted on almost everything they do. But anyway, getting back to, they have to address all the comments. Say they're making a substantive regs by saying 553B, they have to wait 30 days for it to become effective. They don't do any of that stuff. They have comment periods to make it look like, oh yeah, come on down and talk to us. They don't stick to the strict letter of the law. Imagine if we had a legislature that didn't have a real vote in the public and signed by the governor. We'd say, whoa, wait a minute, that ain't going to apply. People are not taught how regulations come along. These agency regulations then go in. They sit there for 60 days. Murkowski took on the EPA and said, Congress, we're challenging you on carbon dioxide. It's not a pollutant. The EPA said, yes, it is. Go to heck, Congress. EPA won because Congress in that 60-day couldn't get enough votes to a simple majority to stop the EPA. After 60 days, it's in country. Nobody can touch them unless they unfund them or they pass another, quote, law. Take Katrina. Everybody bitches about all that stuff, but that guy using regulations, he's in control. President can't do anything. You might get him to resign. Congress could unfund it. Well, people don't understand we have a headless fourth branch. That's FDR's New Deal. It's a book, a research book, a government book that he authorized to be done because the agencies were running away with our whole republic. FDR endorsed the book. I've got it, 400 pages. Anybody that's on the special list or IRS pack, I'll give you the thing. 400 pages. Read it. Just read part of it. It'll shock you. It should shock you. Are we taught there's a headless fourth branch? Justice White in 1886, dissenting opinion, said, hey, the administrative states won. There is no republic, folks. The Constitutional Republic, it is gone. It's a magic trick. How could this be? Why is it not taught? It's shocking, actually. It's no different than The Matrix, the first movie. It's all a dream. About almost everything you see is a lie. It's an illusion. Back in a minute.
Flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, back with the closing 3 minutes here. I don't know if I would I welcome the KHFX listeners, but it's 11:40 a.m. 11:40 a.m. in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and if you're listening to my show, I hope you're getting some information and knowledge and some wisdom to go out here and let's take our republic back. But we're not going to do it till we get the knowledge and some cojones and the wisdom to go take the battle to these people. Back to Dillingham, those people that bought all that lumber and airplane and or airplane parts and all those other things, I haven't seen what they have, what they got from the people that sold this stuff, but they bought stolen goods. That's what they bought. I would highly recommend that they probably might want to consider going back to the city of Dillingham and getting their money back and taking the stuff back. Or get the city of Dillingham to sign off that that everything that was all theirs and there's nobody else has any right, title, or interest in that, quote, property. You think that's going to happen? I could not believe that the city of Dillingham and that this Meredith Montgomery, like I say, she's now unemployed, and we're not done with her yet by either because we're going to go in for sanctions and also file a complaint with the Alaska Bar. She's a professional prevaricator. But they do not have clear title. And can you believe that $400-some thousand changed hands and the piece of paper says all interests, if any? That's it. I couldn't believe it. I was just in shock. It couldn't be any better for Dave Gladden because this is it. That's all you got. You make all this huff and puff, but when it gets down to the bottom line is, if the city of Dillingham owned the property, why wouldn't they record it and it be recorded under their name? If the United States owns the land when they do these judgments on tax stuff, why isn't it in their name? Why is that? I looked at a case in Alaska. They didn't do that. They want to find another person to give a private interest to their land. They don't have to record it. Everything right now points to the fact that all this recording districts nonsense is about, because you can actually put a, you can record a title, which I've done, and I'm going to put in my private land claim because I put it in the paper. Then I'm going to go off to the Superior Court and get a declaratory judgment. Y'all think you got any interest in this land? Come on now. They don't. Why don't they put it there? Because what they have done, they have talked us into recording it there because that's where the taxation comes from. So there's the incentive when it, quote, changes hands to go record it. Deeds of trust do not give you anything. Nothing. Read them. Look who the legal owner is, MERS, M-E-R-S. Go read your own. Most of them, I'm sure, are probably pretty close to the same boilerplate nonsense. Look when you get through and see if you see what you get. I tried to read the first one I ever did. I got about the first, second paragraph. I didn't have a clue what I was reading. It was all gibberish, garbage. I didn't even catch on that why aren't they signing if I'm entering into a contract? How come they don't sign nothing? Why would I just be the signing this thing and handing it off to somebody else, creating a financial document, commercial document? Why would I be so stupid as to do that? I don't know. Did it? Been there, done that. Unbelievable. Well, as I say, game is on. The tax case where they stopped and said they didn't have jurisdiction has come alive again. So that's interesting that they give them pause for cause. So that's going to go into admissions and interrogatories and all that. We'll see if they want to play. Anyway, I hope you got some good information, a little bit of knowledge today. And as I always say in closing up, watch out for the federales. They're everywhere. Stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Good night.